This is the latest disclosure in a report from National Civil Defense Headquarters in Washington.
I'll take your questions.
Is it a virus?
We don't know.
How does it spread? Is it airborne?
It's a possibility. We don't know.
Is this an international health hazard or a military concern?
Both.
Are these people alive or dead?
Hold them down!
We don't know.
I'm a survivor living in New York City.
Last time anyone counted, 53 million people will die every year.
It was happening in small villages, market towns.
It was all over the news, all over the web. But no one knew what was really happening.
The dead were coming back to life. We should have been afraid of them, but we weren't.
The media were lying to us, or the government was lying to them. I think that's what started the panic. Not knowing the truth.
What was your first thought?
Unburied human corpses are returning to life, feeding on the living.
There weren't enough bullets to stop them.
The animal is not only a local or a regional phenomenon. They're not your neighbors or friends. Not anymore. People are said to be establishing outposts in big cities. If anyone is out there.
By the time they tried to evacuate the cities, it was already too late.
Cities are under siege.
We added more than our fair share to the body count, but it didn't do any good.
It is only prudent that we now take cautionary steps to ensure the continuation of our way of life.
In the mountains,
there's no infection up there.
The whole colony of people there who didn't get sick.
They seem to survive by eating human flesh.
They're going to catch up with us. They're going to kill us.
Just become one of them that much.
My research indicates they could remain active for decades.
We're to be trapped underground for decades.
Government spokesmen warn that dead bodies will continue to be transformed into the flesh-eating ghouls. All persons who die during this crisis, from whatever cause, will come back to life.
Nothing happened the way it was supposed to happen. Nothing worked the way it was supposed to work.
It's interesting how quickly we find out what we're capable of becoming.
I know that some of us have doubts about what we're about to do. We'd be less than human if we didn't.
Us against them, except they are us.
Everybody's dead. Everybody's dead.
What's left to hurt?
Are we worth saving?
We're all dead.
In the end, you start thinking about the beginning.